Okay. Now let's go back to page 212.
That's how to do the next exercise.
So number one, we discover the presenting problem.
Ask how is this a problem now. Make sure that you, the master practitioner, understand how the problem could be a problem. Then send the client away and master practitioner and the person C, the observer, huddle to identify the most basic presuppositions. As we did yesterday when we did the exercise, what are the main presuppositions in our sentences, remember? The same way, so you identify the main presuppositions in the sentence the client gives you. Then you structure several responses as questions which presuppose the solution in the question. So now, if possible, in your response, associate the problem, then you dissociate the problem and you associate the resources and associate resources to the problem.
Now, we're going to cover this part again, the bullets that are under number three. Don't worry about it if it's too much for you.
Just don't worry about it in this exercise. If you can do it, the better. If not, don't worry.
Well, I'm going to tell you in a moment how to do this exercise most easily. Number four, bring the client back and light up the neural networks. And you're going to say, a moment ago, you said your problem was, and then restate the problem and ask, and then make sure the client's associated. Now, when the client's associated, then you deliver the pattern, which is a solution.
Now, very important, when you deliver the patterns that are solutions, possible solutions to the client's problem, the client has to consider the response.
So, if you say, blah, 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 and the client goes, yeah, that doesn't seem to me the client considered the what you said to them.
Especially that you will use the four Cartesian quadrants, you will use language patterns which won't necessarily make sense, or the client has to consider your question.
Now, a couple things.
Has to analyze it, yeah?
Couple things. Here's how you do this exercise the most easily, yes? By the way, we agree this is a tough exercise, yeah? Because we're asking you to think. Now, and we apologize for that in advance. Now, number one, you want to be conscious when you're discovering the presenting problem. You say, how is this a problem now? And it says here, make sure you understand the problem, how the problem could be a problem, so you try it on.
That's simple. We've done this before. You know how to do that.
Once you understand how it's a problem, the master practitioner and the observer send the client away, and they huddle to identify the most basic presuppositions. So what you do is you go through and you use the presuppositions page that we went through previously on page 2-2 and identify all the different presuppositions in the client's problem. Then you structure several responses as questions. Now, one and two are conscious, but number three is unconscious, and what you have to do is you have to brainstorm. Listen. You can't come up with this easily if you're trying to do it consciously. You have to let your unconscious mind just come up with stuff. And some of the things you say, even the most craziest things you would say, could work. So write down everything you come up with unconsciously. But don't try to figure it out.
And especially don't try to make sense, I beg you. Make it easy on yourself.
The people who have the most trouble with this exercise are the ones that try to make sense of it, the ones who try to make logic out of it. Step number three, where it says structure several responses as questions which presuppose the solution in the question, that's not possible to do consciously. You're going to have to brainstorm it. You're going to have to just see whatever comes to you. So the client says, I have a problem with my car. You could say, what's not the problem with your car? That doesn't even sound logical, reasonable, or rational. However, the solution may lie in the client simply thinking outside the box of the problem. One more thing. When the client gives you a problem, you have to make sure you're solving a problem, not a not problem. Yeah, because one client said, I never clean up my desk. There's no solution to that.
No, because he said, my desk is a mess.
Oh, right. Sorry. We had one client who said, my desk is a mess. My desk is a mess is not a behavior. It's a not behavior. You have to find out what he's not doing that he should be, or you have to find out what he's doing that he shouldn't be.
See, if you try on, my desk is a mess, what do you hallucinate?
How is that a problem?
Yeah, I try on, my desk is a mess, and I get to no problem. Oh, so is a mess, so.
So what? How is that a problem? You guys with us? So this is groups of three.
Take with you page 2-2.
Oh, actually, you can take your whole notebook with you, because if you want to go back and read the examples in the different things, ask a coaching assistant if you need help while you're doing this. It's 15 minutes apiece, then we'll take a break. If you're listening to the CDs at home, stop and take a problem and at least run it through this process. If you're listening to the CDs, stop the CDs now and do the exercise.